The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so kindly for taking the time to tune in today. Now, just a few days ago, we had a nice chat with conductor Ernest Richardson from the Omaha Symphony on his side of putting together the Home for the Holidays show. And now, on the phone with me is Parker Essie, who is the choreographer and director of the New York side of the show. Parker, thank you so much for joining me today.
Absolutely, Mike. Nice to be with you.
You've worked with Ernest before. You've been here in Omaha before. Can you give the listeners a little bit of a background as to your involvement with Omaha Symphony?
Absolutely. In years past, Ernest and I have spent about a year planning the Omaha Symphony's Christmas celebration. And this would have been year number 8 for us, collaborating together. And that it takes about a year to plan the concert and get all the moving pieces to come together, hire our singers and dancers, and pick the programming for the concert. This year has looked a lot different for obvious reasons, but when we figured out a way to make this happen safely during the pandemic, we quickly put our heads together, and in 6 weeks, we put together the Home for the Holidays concert. And albeit we're not physically in the same space, I directed remotely with the folks in Omaha, while I also worked with the dancers on location in Connecticut to choreograph the production numbers. Now, that has been captured by a film crew on location in Connecticut, which will then be sent back to the team that shot the footage in Omaha, and it will all be edited together for a broadcast. So there are a lot of moving parts to make this happen, and it's very unique. And, of course, a lot of safety protocols have been put into place to make sure everybody is safe and we can still bring this home to viewers at home.
Absolutely. This airs on WOWT on the 23rd and 25th. It's 1 hour commercial free. And if you're looking for more information on that, you go to omahasymphony.org. Parker, let me ask you this, getting down to kind of some nuts and bolts and X's and O's here. How did you work with Maestro Ernest Richardson on this? Meaning, were you sent some sort of master tapes from the symphony and then choreographed from those? Or was it kind of like a Zoom meeting on stage? Steroids? I mean, how did that work?
It's all of the above. We started off with Zoom meetings to talk through programming, where he and I picked the flow of the concert, you know, from an orchestra feature into a duet, into a group number that required choreography, just for variety and programming. And that started 6 weeks ago. And then we basically recorded the concerts in Omaha, and that audio footage that was captured from the recordings in Omaha were then forwarded to me so that I could use those tracks to choreograph to. So I had to wait until the filming was complete in Omaha before I began working with my dancers live. However, while I was waiting on that material, I was rehearsing with the dancers via Zoom. So all of our rehearsals happened over Zoom. And which was very odd because a lot of the dancing requires partnership, right? Where people are dancing together.
Sure.
And here they were just imagining having a partner but couldn't physically touch until we were on set. So the first time they were able to physically touch, you know, with masks on, of course. But fortunately, for the last 2 days, we filmed all the numbers, and that's currently being edited by our team in New York and being sent to the folks in Omaha so they can piece it all together.
After having done this for 8 years, there are some numbers that happen pretty close to every year. The program changes here and there, but there are some staples that remain. Was it a little easier this year to, quote, find some newness in the familiar numbers simply because you are now choreographing for camera?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, it felt like real-life behavior. I filmed on location on someone's property, and this time I had a couple coming out of a doorway. I had a couple coming through an awning and a couple carrying holly, you know, for decorations that then converged into a dance number. So it felt like we were really doing a real-life action film with these production numbers and what can feel sometimes linear, right, where the dancers are coupled up on stage at the Holland Center, I think will have depth and dimension, and it's going to be very exciting. It's a brand new way to approach these numbers. The music's going to be familiar, yes, which is fantastic, but executed in a new way.
And available for everybody to watch on WOWT on the 23rd of December and on the 25th of December. The show runs 1 hour, no commercial breaks. OmahaSymphony.org is the place to go for more information. He is Parker Essie. He is the choreographer and director out of New York who's put his part together, which will come together with conductor Ernest Richardson's portion as well for the entire production. I certainly look forward to seeing it, and I'm sure you do as well, Parker.
Thank you, Mike. It was a pleasure being with you this morning.